Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
And of revenues to most pediatricians come from vaccines. There's a whole structure where Blue Cross and the other insurance companies pay bonuses to the pediatrician. For example, 95% of their clients are fully vaccinated. They get huge bonuses. It could be tens of thousands of dollars. And that's why your pediatrician, if you say, I want to go slow on the vaccines or I want to have a little different schedule, your pediatrician will throw you out of his practice. 50%.
Ooh, this one hits close to home for me. This is Wiggins America. I've got twins who are 11 years old. I've got another 8-year-old. And I can tell you for a fact from personal experience that this stuff is pushed. If you're a parent, you already know this. I mean, I'm not saying anything you don't already know, that vaccines are pushed and basically mandated. We were ahead of the curve on this. So we're talking, obviously, this is 11 years ago, 10 years ago, when we're starting to get our vaccines for our twins. And our pediatrician, who is a good guy, and I'm not saying every pediatrician is like in the corner rubbing their hands together like, I'm going to get subsidies for this. But the incentive is there and the structure is there. And it's beyond just this. There's more to it than just that clip. I could play him talking about and other people talking about other incentives that exist within the pharmaceutical industry for kids and people in general to get vaccinated. But I started with that one because that's from this week. There's others, again, more than that. But when we were going through this process, my wife was very well researched. I'm the kind of person who goes, I'm sure it's okay. You know, I kind of roll with it. Although I've become a huge skeptic of everything, basically since COVID. I mean, COVID woke a lot of people up. I was already very, very conservative and very distrusting of institutions. But that one, to me, I just never really crossed my mind that there could be that much corruption in medicine. I grew up with cystic fibrosis. I've talked about this before. I talked about it last week. And so I grew up kind of like in the medical world. And so medicine, to me, has always been very beneficial and has saved my life. It's the reason I'm here today. If you've never heard my testimony to the fact that that is a very real part of my personal history. So I never thought there could be that kind of corruption because for me, it's always been good. But with the vaccines in particular, my gosh, there's so much money. And so my wife researched this when we were having our babies, and she is a researcher. She does it almost as a hobby. And she started to find like some correlations between things that were difficult to substantiate because guess who has all the money to do all the studies? Well, the pharmaceutical industry does, and supposedly the CDC. But they're in cahoots. So there's very little out there that was able to even be studied because all the money was all being funneled to the same two places that all had the same goals. So here we are trying to vaccinate our kids and trying to figure out what's best for them. And she says, you know, there's some of these that I don't really know what we're even vaccinating against. And I was like, okay, well, I just trust you. I trust you as my wife much more than I trust anybody else. And I'm already naturally just a skeptic of everything. So if you've done the homework, you clearly have the best interest of our kids in mind. I'm going to trust you. Thank God we did. And I'm not trying to rain on anybody who didn't, but I'm so thankful that my wife was so diligent about looking into this stuff because we had to fight our pediatrician to do a slow vaccine roll-in schedule. There's some that maybe we never even got, but there were certain ones that were like, look, they're 3 weeks old. We don't need hepatitis B or whatever. I don't even know. I literally don't know. But she said, well, why don't we wait until they're a year old to get this one and this one? Because some of the research I've found suggests that if there are side effects, by the time they get to this age, they're few and far between. But early on, while they're still developing, you know, that's a weird thing to introduce. I'm like, hey, great. That's great. And we had to, fight tooth and nail with our pediatrician, so much so, but that by the time we had our next kid 3 years later, that office had mandated all the vaccines because of people like us. And we were kind of grandfathered in because we had this fight already. But if you weren't, you were just forced, based on what RFK just said right there, you were forced to get all of these vaccines in your little infant. And that is gross. Because they controlled the science, quote unquote, the holy science that is unquestionable because they controlled it for their pockets. And we're the ones that are crazy for questioning it. And RFK is the one that's crazy for calling them out for all, like the people asking him questions in the hearings from last week, they're all on the dole. Anybody who is sitting there critical of him, they weren't really critical of anything he was actually saying. They'd pull a quote and then like try to hang him on it. And he'd go, well, do you want to talk about that subject? And they basically were like, no, I don't. I just want to hang you because I'm being paid to. It's so gross. But here's something that's even worse from this week that I thought, oh my gosh, I got to play that.
Vaccine is ineffective for the first 6 weeks after the first shot. I'm assuming a two shot. A two-dose vaccine like Pfizer or Moderna, and that during that period, the COVID infection rate goes up and the death rate goes up, and the data, the official data, do not count you as vaccinated until 2 weeks after the second shot.
Dude, hang on now. Now, there's more to this, but do you hear what he's saying here? He's saying that in the first 2 weeks after you get the vaccine for COVID, they have discovered... And they should have known this already. They probably did know this. No, actually, let me rephrase that. They did know this. They just didn't want you to know this. That during the first 2 weeks, your side effects / possible death increase way up. way up in the first 2 weeks after the vaccine is given. So much so that they actually don't count you as vaccinated, or they didn't, in the first 2 weeks because there were so many adverse effects from it that they would say, well, you're actually still in our data for no reason. I mean, it's just made up. In our data, after you've been vaccinated for 2 weeks, we're still going to count you as unvaccinated so that none of that is attributed to the vaccine. So all that can be considered side effects of something else, not the vaccine. That's how corrupt this is. But listen to more.
So the deaths that happened during that first 6 weeks are attributed to unvaccinated people, to the unvaccinated group, which is not, it's a trick. It's a statistical trick. Then the vaccine appears to provide immunity and good immunity during the first month or 2 months, and then a precipitous decline, a waning that happens very, very quickly and very precipitously, so that by the seventh month, it has lapsed into negative efficacy. And what that means is that after 7 months, if you had that vaccine, you are more likely to get COVID than somebody who has never been vaccinated.
Do you catch this? Are you able to catch all this? I mean, it's a lot of data packed in here. During the first 2 weeks, and he says up to 6 weeks, they would not count you as vaccinated, and your side effects would be drastic because of the vaccine. Or at least statistically, maybe not yours personally, but statistically they would be. So bad that then only after about 6 weeks, up to about 2 months, you finally see a side effect that's positive from the vaccine, which is that it does give you some more immunity than if you didn't have it at about 2 months. But then after about 6 months, that starts to completely wear off to the point where your protection from the virus was worse than if you hadn't gotten the vaccine at all. Here's the end of it.
And this data is holding up across every country in the world.
All countries in the world show the same thing, regardless of which brand of vaccine you got. This is such big, scandalous news, but there's so much of it that it's like it just gets buried. So when I hear this and I think, I've got a friggin' radio show, we've got to talk about this stuff. So there you go. And that's just one bit. I mean, we've done 10 minutes here on two little facts that RFK has shared this week. They're all explosive. It's drinking from a fire hose, man. The corruption that is within the government up until this administration, and they're even having a tough time writing it because it's so big and pervasive and deep, and you have so many people. I didn't play this, but RFK said that he tried to get this data once he became HHS secretary for 8 months. His own agency slow-walked him and blocked him from getting it. That's why it's just coming out now. That's why in the hearing they go, well, why didn't you get this data? How could you not know the answers to this? Because the agency was blocking the head of the agency from getting it. The people who work there are on the dole, apparently, or they're part of this conspiracy. I don't know what their motivation is, whether it's financial or otherwise, to block RFK from getting the data that would help Americans be healthier. This is the Department of Health and Human Services sabotaging itself against you and me. Huge scandal. And it's just one of many. I'm almost out of time here because we got so much going on in this show, but I wanted to play this. This is, remember Michelle Walensky? I think she was from the CDC. You recognize her out there talking about the efficacy of the vaccine. The data that they've found now shows that when she's saying this, she knew it was false and said it anyway on broadcast TV to a nation who wanted to be assured.
Our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real-world data.
Completely fabricated. Completely fabricated. And the documents show they knew it. We'll be right back with more on this.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggins America.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan, calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, yes, picking up where we left off here. A lot more we could say about the RFK stuff and the vaccine safety and the grilling that he got in Congress last week. And a lot I could say about Elizabeth Warren, because one of the things that I found interesting, and I think Kennedy himself put this out on his Twitter, but I've seen others do the same, is to post how much money all of these senators get from Big Pharma. And Warren's one of the worst, although Bernie Sanders is too. He's such a hypocrite that they get so much money. And then they go about questioning, how dare you come after the science? And he can sit there and debate them so well. If his voice was better, I mean, it's hard to listen to sometimes, but he can sit there and debate them on pure fact, and they don't want to do it. They just are trying to grandstand and make points. But their own credibility is shot. Even if they had good intentions, even if Elizabeth Warren had the best possible intentions, which she doesn't, her credibility on the issue is shot once you have money coming in from the people you're defending. It just doesn't work, guys. So the fact that RFK is out there just ripping down red tape and nonsense and all of the cronyism, it's unbelievable in the medical industry. It is unbelievable how much money exchanges hands. And we just talked about that. I don't need to go back into it, but I did want to bring this up. Excuse me, allergies. Elizabeth Warren has posted that it's not fair that a billionaire can pay a lower tax rate than a public school teacher. And here's the graph that she shared. It says the tax code is rigged. Working families pay an effective tax rate that is four times higher than the average billionaires. The biggest source of income for the ultra-rich, the increase in value of investments that they don't sell, is never taxed at all. These facts are true. These are true things. Working families pay an effective tax rate that is four times higher than the average billionaires. Now, keep in mind there what they're saying is the effective tax rate. Now, you can manipulate that a little bit if you want to, but that there is truth in this. Trump's big, beautiful bill made things even worse, giving trillions in tax breaks to corporations, billionaires, and millionaires. These are just like bullet points that you hear that you can't, you, like, okay, go prove that. It doesn't really matter. And then her final point is, it's not fair that a billionaire can pay a lower tax rate than a public school teacher. So that's not true. The billionaire is paying a higher tax rate, but she's saying effective. In the first point, she says effective tax rate, and that is true. So if you are paying four times higher effectively than a billionaire is, that sucks. Because there are a lot of workarounds for billionaires. And one of those that I've seen is the, and they call it the Elon Musk move, but you know, lots and lots of billionaires do this. And shoot, I'd do it if I could. They get a lot of their payment in tax or in stocks. And then instead of selling the stock to live on the money that you made, they hold the stock. And in Elon's case, he tries to raise the value of the stock, and then he borrows money against it. Well, then that's debt, and so you don't pay tax on debt. And so there's lots of games that you can play that are very smart that you can only do if you're in that position. So I can't do that, even though I'm in doing real estate and I'm trying to claw my way into a higher tax bracket in general. Weird way to put it. I can't do that stuff because I don't own enough stock and I don't own enough assets to just take out debt. Now, I do this a little bit with houses, but I can't do it to the degree that a billionaire could do it. And then because a billionaire can do it, they lower their tax overall effective tax rate to about zero because they keep reinvesting their money. So that's the way that's done. The problem is, while somebody like Elizabeth Warren will share that, and there is truth in it, you got to understand the way that these things work. If you're a billionaire, that means you have the resources to avoid taxes. If you're just an average person like we are, at the bottom of the food chain or at the lower end of it, I guess, compared to a billionaire, you don't have the same ability to do that. And so what's her solution to this? This is the big question. What's the solution? Well, hers is that we should tax billionaires more. The problem is that stuff will very rarely work because they'll find another way to do it. Like this debt thing, that's freaking genius. And they'll just do this kind of stuff. Because how are you going to tax debt? Like, you're going to write a new law that says, oh, all debt is now taxed? No, in fact, what she's advocating for, essentially, is to tax unrealized gains. Well, that will affect you. And guess what the billionaire is going to do? Get around it again. So her approach and some of the things that she's saying are true. Her approach is wrong because if you could have fixed it, they would have fixed it already. It's hard to do. They can't really do it. So what she's advocating for is that they just tax billionaires more or change that, and it's not going to work. Instead, what they need to do is remove those taxes from the lower class, which is the opposite of what they ever talk about. So they're always talking about taxing the rich, taxing the rich, taxing the rich. And guess what? You've been saying it for 50 years and it doesn't work because they will continue to come up with strategies that shield their money. So what you need to shift your focus on, Mrs. Populist Democrat or Populist Republican for that matter, is eliminating the taxes for the lower end of the spectrum. That will increase their, or lower their, effective tax rate. But you never talk about that. You just talk about taxing billionaires because you're uncreative and dishonest. Miss Tricia Everding, one of our favorite guests. is coming in for a segment that we like to do on Wiggins America next.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Massive things that we haven't talked about yet. We just talked about RFK for two segments, and I barely even mentioned, if at all, the link between autism and Tylenol that they came out with this week. That was a big, big announcement. So sorry about that. But hey, there's other huge news. Nobody is talking about this. Any other week, it would be probably the lead story. So I got to mention it here. Donald Trump has called out Pam Bondi on Truth Social publicly. Now, there are some people saying that he accidentally did this, that he meant to send it as a direct message that he ended up posting and then deleted or something like that. I don't really know. And it's really impossible to know what his motives were. But it's possible that he did deliberately call her out publicly. I'll read the tweet to you here. It says, Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially, quote, same old story as last time, all talk, no action, nothing is being done. What about Comey, Adam, Shifty, Schiff, Letitia? They're all guilty as hell, but nothing is going to be done, unquote. Then we almost put a Democrat-supported U.S. attorney in Virginia with a really bad Republican past, a woke rhino who was never going to do his job. That's why two of the worst Dem senators pushed him so hard. He even lied to the media and said he quit and that we had no case. No, I fired him. And there is great case and many layers, and legal pundits say so. Lindsay is a really good lawyer and likes you a lot. We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. They impeached me twice and indicted me five times. Over nothing. Justice must be served now, President DJT. Is that a public message or a private? Well, it was posted publicly. He's calling out his own attorney general for not doing anything. That is huge news. And in the other week, we would be talking about it like crazy. What does this mean for Pam Bondi? means that she needs to get her act together. I mean, this is very much like the first term with Jeff Sessions, where you're going, dude, what exactly are you doing? If there are major crimes being committed, then they need to be prosecuted. I mean, we've been talking about on this show some crazy stuff that's happened that DNI Tulsi Gabbard has released that we've seen nothing about. So anyway, that needed to be mentioned. Now, let's talk about midterms and special elections that we're going into in November, which I did on the Mark Cox Morning Show with Ryan Recker and Dan Buck.
Wiggins America.
That is wonderful news.
As you know, I love looking at data. I've been billed as the polls guy, but really I love looking at all kinds of data, including early voting and trends and registrations. And I got to tell you, there is some good news, some bad news. So it depends on whether we're looking ahead to the November 2026 midterms, which is usually the big topic of discussion, or we're looking at this November, because there's just a couple of bigger special elections in Virginia for governor. That is a Dem seat they're trying to flip back to Dem from Glenn Youngkin, who's a Republican who won in 2021, surprisingly. And then they're trying to hold on to the governor's seat in New Jersey, the Dems are. So those are two big barometer elections that do have national implications, but they are the big ones we're watching for this November. Mm-hmm. However, the big trends, so let's start with this. On CNN, Harry Enten shared the direction the country is just feeling regarding the big issues in right now and into November.
Okay.
This particular point, the Democrats are the New Orleans Saints of political parties. What are we talking about? Trust the Dems or GOP more on the economy? Who leads on the economy? Republicans by 7. Immigration, Republicans by 13. How about crime? A big issue for Donald Trump and the Republicans. Look at that. Lead by 22 points. So the bottom line is this. At this particular point, the ball may be on the ground, but the Democrats have not picked up the ball and running with it. If anything, at this particular point, it's the Republicans who are running with the ball on the top issues, the economy, immigration, and crime.
So he is talking about the national temperature on the three biggest issues. And he goes on later in that clip. I didn't want to play because it's like two or three minutes long. But he goes on in that clip to say that compared to this point in, say, 2018, the last big November midterm for Democrats, Republicans are actually ahead even on all of those issues, even compared to then. So that bodes well for Republicans going into next year. However, when you look at all the rest of the data that we have, what this is and what this November will be are turnout elections. That's what basically all elections are now. Sure. In fact, is just turnout, because you got a 50-50 country that is split on most things. Now, that being said, those big issues skewing Republican and harder than even before is great for Republicans. But it's all about who's going to turn out. And here's the bad news. So far, in little elections throughout Donald Trump's second term, which these are little elections. These are like little state house things in Iowa. And the biggest one would have been the Wisconsin Supreme Court election that we had back in March or April. All of those elections have gone very, very heavily into Democrat territory. That's because of turnout, because Republicans are sitting on their heels right now and not turning out for these little elections. Now, a lot of people rightfully point at little bitty elections like that. I mean, Wisconsin Supreme Court's like the biggest of them, but most of them are very, very small. And they say, well, but those don't really give you an indication. And that's true. They don't really give you a full national indication of big elections like midterms. But what they do is they look back at the way these go over every midterm election for the last 40 years or whatever, right? And so they say, okay, well, how is this comparing? Well, usually in a good Democrat year, Democrats will be up in these little bitty elections by about 3, 4, 5 points. In a good Republican year, Democrats may be up by 1 point. It might be even. Republicans might be up by a couple points. This year, in these little bitty special elections, Democrats are up by 14 points, which means that they are turning out and Republicans are not turning out.
When you talk about turnout and vote counting, are you also talking about that, you know, that great tool that the liberals have called absentee ballots, right? And and they are driving this so home in these leftist states that they're just getting ballots turned in weeks and weeks in advance, which many of the conservative states are not pushing that.
That's one factor. I will give you some good news out of Virginia based on that, though. I'm glad that you asked that. This is a reporter out of Virginia saying breaking news out of Virginia. It's the kind of news that should make Republicans' heart race with pride. The numbers are in, and they're stunning. They're conservative. Republican-leaning counties are shattering expectations in early voting in Virginia, leaving Democrat strongholds in the dust. And they, she goes through county by county. These aren't counties we're familiar with being here in St. Louis, but all rock-solid conservative territory, you got 82% turnout, 72%, 62% in early voting. That's huge. And that's not just in big in Republicans' parts. It's low in Democrat parts, Norfolk City, Charlottesville, and some others. They're at 43, 42, 31%. That indicates that there actually is apathy the other direction. So it's going to be an interesting November based on what we've seen, because you have such wild swings. You've never seen Democrats do so well in little bitty special elections, which means that their base is fired up and turned out for these little things. But in a bigger election like Virginia, is that going to show that actually these national issues are at play and Republicans are the ones turning out? It remains to be seen.
I hope, and Ethan may have this clip. Two things. One, my Harry Enten favorite clip. Have you heard us play it before? This is great. I think you'll like this, Ryan Wiggins, if Ethan has it.
Oh, he's looking for it.
That went by kind of fast.
Play it one more time.
Oh, please.
Number two, I want to go back to something you mentioned there about the economy and the way Republicans are polling in it right now. If you look at the headlines, they'll say, look at how terrible Donald Trump is doing when it comes to the economy. And they always quote like 38% Republicans are polling when it comes to how they're handling the economy. Are you saying Democrats are even lower than that?
Say those numbers again. You lost me.
It was like 38% that Republican, when they were asked about the economy, how they're handling the economy right now, it was only 38% approval, something along those lines. Are you saying that when you look at your other numbers, that Democrats are actually polling worse when it comes to the way they handle the economy?
Yes. Yes. So Trump has lost ground on the economy because people expected him to lower prices instantly, which was never going to happen. But they don't trust the Democrats to do anything different. So Trump and Republicans are still ahead on the economy overall.
So that's the way these headlines work. They'll bring up something and they'll say, look how terrible Republicans are when it comes to handling fill in the blank. But then they omit that if they were to look at the opposite, it's actually a lot worse. They always lead this headline. And in fact, better of the two options, though not great, but better of the two options. They use that as a way to try to attack Republicans when really, if they were to put it into context, it would look even worse for the Democrats.
Yeah, polling is tricky, and that's one of the reasons that people don't trust it, because we have dishonest media and headlines and influencers that manipulate those things. So you got to look past the headlines and look at the actual data. And, you know, with registrations and actual turnouts, that's even better than polls, and that's what we're starting to see now. And overall, yes, nationally, what's interesting, and this is like, I'll conclude on this big point here, that what's happened in the Trump era that we've seen in overall voting is that blue-collar voters have shifted toward Republicans. Blue-collar voters also don't turn out for many elections other than big national ones. So what it looks like is, before you'd always hear, well, Democrats win the off years, or Republicans win the off year, Democrats win the big elections. That looks to be flipping now, where you don't know if Republicans are going to be winning more national elections, big elections, and Democrats are going to be winning the off years.
Can't go the full week without talking about Charlie Kirk's memorial. It was an unbelievable event.
I don't know if you got to watch or tune into any of it. We streamed it live. Well, I shouldn't say streamed it. We aired it live over the radio. And TPUSA was tracking how many people watched the Charlie Kirk Memorial. They said 100 million. And they said that's what we can track. Because there are a lot of places like us that, yes, we were airing it, but they couldn't see how many people were listening in St. Louis. And there was like thousands that were listening here, I'm sure. So you add all those other ways, and they're saying that 100 million is what they can track. And it was probably higher than that. This was a huge international event. I'm sure the majority of the people watching and listening were in the United States. But the amazing thing was, especially if you're a Christian, well, really, even if you're not, I mean, doesn't matter. The memorial was the same if you weren't, because every speaker shared the message of Jesus in some way or another. Even Trump, who is not the most spiritual guy in the world, had to acknowledge that that's what drove Charlie Kirk to do what he did, which was rattle the nation back to morality. He was just there to basically, you know, strip us of all of our stupidity and go, look at the stats, you know. And he said before, Charlie Kirk would say, I can argue these things from a spiritual perspective, and I would like to do that because I'm a Christian, but I also can argue them from a secular perspective using statistics and whatever else. And he would do both. And it rattled people. It rattled the nation enough that that we all sort of felt it once he was assassinated in a way that I don't know that anybody would have acknowledged. So his memorial was terrific, and hope you got to hear a little bit of it. I believe that the best speaker there was Marco Rubio.
One of the things he wants us to take away from this, from all of this, is the following. His deep belief that we were all created, every single one of us, before the beginning of time, by the hands of the God of the universe, an all-powerful God, who loved us and created us for the purpose of living with him in eternity. But then sin entered the world and separated us from our Creator. And so God took on the form of a man and came down and lived among us. And he suffered like men. And he died like a man. But on the third day, he rose unlike any mortal man. And to prove any doubters wrong, he ate with his disciples so they could see, and they touched his wounds. He didn't rise as a ghost or as a spirit, but as flesh. And then he rose to the heaven, but he promised he would return, and he will. And when he returns, because he took on that death, because he carried that cross, we were freed from the sin that separated us from him. And when he returns, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and we will all be together, and we are going to have a great reunion there again with Charlie and all the people we love. Thank you, and God bless you.
That is such a great presentation of the gospel, the message of Jesus Christ, from the Secretary of State of the United States. I don't know how blessed we are to have leaders doing this. I read a tweet, and I won't go real deep into it, from a guy in Great Britain who said, we Christians in Britain look forward to when the Queen of England, no longer around, would give a heartfelt message about Jesus on Christmas. But it came once a year, and that was it. They would look forward to that one thing. You have basically every leader of your current government standing in a arena telling people over and over, like every speaker telling people about Jesus. It's amazing. I did pull some tweets, though, a couple of quick ones, and these are from all over the place. I remain Jesus curious, but I want to be real for a minute and say some things. I was shocked by the music before it began. It was so beautiful. I didn't know that people looked like that when they sang along, like so connected to something. I cried a lot at that music. And these are all over. Like, these are not people who are Christian. Well, some are and some aren't, but they all kind of like moved in the right direction after that event. And I thought that was terrific. It says, I listened to, including myself. I'm not like standing in judgment. I'm just saying, I felt that way. I listened to Erica Kirk's full speech at the memorial, and I want to share a few thoughts that came to me while live streaming the event. This is not political. First, I should say that I grew up as a Muslim in a Muslim country. I don't know enough about Christianity to say if what I witnessed is rooted in faith or culture, but what struck me most was how, even though death is heavy and this was by nature a sad occasion, the entire event carried a celebratory spirit that honored life. That contrast hit me deeply. In Islam, even though we believe that good people go to heaven, the relationship with God is taught through fear. Funerals are overwhelmingly sad, often filled with warnings of the terrifying first night in the grave. I didn't know that. Growing up, hearing that and then witnessing people celebrate life, speak of God's love, and remember someone through the impact he had on others, it felt refreshing and positive. Second, I was profoundly moved by Miss Erica Kirk's words. I cannot fathom the strength it takes to stand and deliver such a meaningful speech after losing the love of your life, but even more than that, the grace it takes to forgive the very person who destroyed your world. I cannot imagine myself standing on stage, sending love to those who cheered your husband's murder, or inviting others to spread God's love in response, because, as she said, we do not respond to hate with hate. That is powerful beyond words. Again, I am ignorant when it comes to Christianity, but if this is what it truly embodies, then I am envious of those who get to experience that feeling. There are so many other tweets that I pulled, and these are from just random people, and I don't know whether they're influencers or their tweet went viral, but they had a lot of views, and they were all neat. They were all in that spirit, and I know it's a week old now, but I still just thought that was a real cultural milestone there. Thanks for tuning in to Wiggins America. We're going to take a break here.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.